This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Welcome to the Bombshell Business Podcast, where driven women in business learn how to become more bold, brave, and unwaveringly confident. Feel empowered and challenged through inspiring stories and tell it like it is advice for business, life, and leadership.
Welcome back, Bombshell. We are here. We are at the final episode of the Bombshell Business Podcast. Thank you so much for being on this journey with me. We've got a lot to cover in this final episode, and it has taken me a long time, admittedly, to record it, partially because there's just been so much going on in my business. But if I was being truly honest with myself, I think there's a measure of me that really didn't want this to come to an end. But I know that I have to. And so here we are today, getting it done. So we're going to cover three things in this final episode, and one is going to be the history of the Bombshell brand, the Bombshell Business Podcast. We're going to cover what's next, what you can expect. Also, just reflect on some awesome moments of learning and then guest experiences, just from a genuine place of gratitude. So the history of the Bombshell Businesswoman brand, sub-brand. I left corporate. Got ICF certified as a certified coach, really got into the corporate side of things as I intended. I thought I was going to be a hardcore leadership coach. That turned into so many other things, from corporate training to keynote speaking and executive coaching, so many things, company culture consulting, leadership consulting. I mean, it went from an idea to something so much larger. So many of my female friends took notice of my marketing and how I was able to leave corporate and then quickly build something out of nothing. And that's their words, not my words. It took me years to like get that concept and actually give myself credit for that, because of course we're hardest on ourselves, right? Instead of having a part-time job of consulting with several friends, I decided, well, I'll just do a one-day live event. And so we did, and that was great. And I had some of my friends that, I mean, you would have to pay bukus of money to get their advice, and they gladly came and did this with me. That turned into a boot camp, because of course I do everything backwards. So if you're familiar with kind of the online marketing experience, everything I did was like, I did the last thing first and the first thing last. So it's just how I roll. But I had over five counties represented over 7 weeks for this first inaugural Bombshell Business Bootcamp. I didn't do it online. We had an online component, but it was live and it was over lunch. It was like an hour and a half or 2 hour lunch once a week for 7 weeks. It was beautiful. And I'd noticed that there were so many common themes. And again, I didn't know all of these women. So they were from all over, and I got to meet some incredible business owners. And to this day, some of those women still work together. They've collaborated. I mean, it was just the most amazing experience. So I started noticing themes, problems, maybe problems I thought they were having that they weren't, problems I didn't think about them having, they were having. Really, a lot of it came down to branding, which luckily is my jam. So I knew at that point I needed to write a book. And I wanted to be super clear on the challenges, not just on the challenges of women over five counties in Middle Tennessee, everywhere. So I started this podcast, and I have to tell you, it's been life-changing. Feedback from listeners has been amazing. You've shared your souls and your businesses with me. You've become customers. I've started a VIP, or I started a VIP day to meet the demand. I felt very confident in the overall problem that everyone was having, which is you're really good at what you do, but maybe you don't feel like a legit businesswoman all the time. So I aimed to do what I could to solve that overarching problem, knowing there are sub problems beneath that. So I wrote the book, which you could go back and listen to all the episodes about that. And, you know, that was certainly a labor of love and an emotional experience and a spiritual experience, and then a really good business experience too. I mean, geez, writing the book, promoting the book launch party, I mean, all the online components, going on a national book tour, all that media that was involved, which I did turn that into a 3-episode series of, you know, really had to promote things through the media. And all the while, I'm still working in the corporate and business world outside of the Bombshell world. So even though the Bombshell Businesswoman, How to Become a Bold, Brave Female Entrepreneur, I mean, that is the title. The subtitle is How to Become a Bold, Brave Female Entrepreneur, was written to an entrepreneurial audience. It's still been used in corporate settings for female employees. I mean, most recently, it was used as the monthly book study in at Tractor Supply, which is a huge corporate organization, for their amazing Women Out Here program that they created for their female employees. I was so lucky to be a part of that. And I've just, you know, it just makes my heart so happy that they saw the value. And if you've read it, you know, I mean, the concepts are transferable. I wrote it in the voice to female entrepreneurs because that's where I saw the greatest pain. But a lot of those principles are completely applicable in a corporate setting as well. So the thing was, is I could never pick between my two babies. I loved my corporate work and you know, medium, I shouldn't just say corporate, but medium to large size business work or speaking or those type of things. And I love my Bombshell audience. And, you know, my corporate work is and has always been the majority of my revenue. And I just never felt led to try to make an empire out of the Bombshell business brand, much to the frustration to so many people who saw its potential. And I'm just so lucky to have a mentor who just looked at me and said, you know, I would tear up. I would tear up when I talk about my Bombshell experience. And then I would be talking about strategy with the corporate. And he was like, you know what, you're not ready to let that go. And that's your passion project. So let that be your loss leader and make your money over here and serve this audience. And that's okay. And so, you know, with that advice, I kept going. And the reality ended up becoming twofold. The majority of my Bombshell listeners aren't in a position to make huge investments. And only teaching at a certain level isn't really maximizing my experience and gifts. And, you know, I harp on y'all all the time about this, about like really finding your greatest contribution and go do that. And the complexity of medium to super large businesses and the problems that they face is where I perform best. Like, give me a pile of poo. That is my favorite. So it's not that they are better. It's just their problems are just bigger and they're more complicated. And that's my jam. When it's a hairball, I'm super happy. Like, let's do this. I'm happiest when I have to really peel back layers and sort things out and create an organized structure around what looks like chaos, or maybe it's not even chaos. Maybe it's just so complicated for all the layers and the different aspects of it that that's where I like to live. And it's funny because I've always said, like, if it's not hard, I don't want to do it. And that's so bad if you're a stress case or if you're prone to anxiety, but that's the way God wired me. So here I am. So we hit a tipping point with finite time. I had to make a choice. You know, men were coming up to me after a corporate engagement or an organizational engagement and said, wow, that was so amazing. But I have to be honest, I didn't think I was going to get anything out of it because I'm not a Bombshell. And I knew I had probably let the Bombshell brand eclipse my overarching Amber Hurdle Consulting brand. And so I had to do something about that because it's not fair to all the people that I serve. So with this sub brand, it's not dead. I'm just going to refocus on my master brand because there just isn't time to do it all. And there's only one me, and I have a small but mighty team. What that means is I need to write and podcast and use social media to distribute information about what it is I actually do day in and day out. And that's branding from the inside out. That's connecting people strategy to business strategy. That's teaching leaders how to develop strong personal brands so they could lead strong employer brands, so that happy employees are serving happy customers, which strengthens the business brands. And I go in and I unite science and branding to amplify human capital potential. I leverage psychoanalytics and all kinds of other data and branding, marketing, and public relation principles to ensure my clients are barreling towards their operational goals. And that's where I totally geek out. And so you're probably going, but Amber, we've talked about that. We do, but it's framed in lipstick and high heels. And it's a very specific message, which is what you want to do when you're branding, but I'm doing two totally different things. So the way I look at it is this will live forever. And I can still talk about these things to a broader audience and you can come with me because you already trust me. So I'm hoping that's how this works out. But I'm not going to leave you hanging. So obviously the Bombshell Businesswoman book is still out there. We'll link to that in the show notes. It's even on Audible. Whoop, whoop. I promised you that would happen. I made it happen. It's also on Apple Books or whatever the Audible or the audio Apple Books thingy is. And the links will be for that. The free workbook to the book is still out there. We'll link to that. All the podcast back episodes, they're all archived. I'm not taking them offline. They're always going to be there. And so if you're a newer listener, go back to one, go back to episode 00 and start from there because you will get a wealth of information between my personal experience and then also just the amazing guests we've had on the show. The keynote is alive and well. I've delivered it so many times this year. I've been so lucky to speak at many women's events and I'm delivering it multiple times next year. So if you want me to come to your women's event and speak, we'll link to the speaking page or you can email us at info@amberhurdle.com. I will put a caveat on there. Please do not ask me to come tell your female audience how to define their value and how to step into their unique value if you don't want to pay me. Because that's not how this works. This is what I do for a living. I pay the bills by speaking. So speaking for free or at some, you know, absolutely reduced cost is not something I can do. So please don't send those requests. I graciously ask. We closed the app. We weren't using it to its capacity because of the demands on our resources. You weren't really using it beyond podcast notifications and listening to the podcast. So with the podcast coming to a close, we closed the app. And I want to pause here because I want to lead here in the area of experimenting within your business. So we had the app for a year. It didn't really serve the purpose it was created for, and that was to give the Bombshell community a place to thrive as we refocus the website and our online presence. And we just couldn't make it happen, and that's okay. And that was data. So that was part of the evidence I needed to wrap up our attention in this area and really focus on the things that commands our highest and best use. So again, you're not being left behind. You're invited to grow with me. And if you're new to business and new to me, again, go back through all the resources I just mentioned and get to work. So that leads me to a heads up. Again, since I'm not going to be offering the VIP days, in November, we launched the Velvet Machete Business Branding Course. Now, I'm going to put a pause here. If you're a new listener, go back and listen to all the free stuff. Go buy the $14.99 book. Go watch videos. Go do all the other podcast episodes that I've been a guest on. I have put free out in the world for a long time. So I am right now about to tell my loyal listeners who might not have been able to afford the thousands of dollars to come to Nashville to let me help them recraft their brand or create their brand and put some brand messaging around their business. This is a need that they have. I'm going to give them a solution and it is going to cost them money because that's business. Okay. So I don't want to get any inboxes or bad reviews saying that I'm pitching because this was a gift. I'm not focused on business branding anymore, but I wanted to take the time to ensure this was available at a reasonable price. So many of you, some of you have gone through this live program. If you've been in one of my audiences and some of those like more intimate workshops, some of you have flown in or drove to Nashville to do a VIP experience to get your brand guide built out. So you have that solid foundation for many things, marketing, decision-making, visual direction, brand messaging, appealing to the right ideal customers, staying on the same page as your creative vendors, ensuring your brand is consistent no matter where people find it, hiring right, onboarding and training new people, and all the things that a solid brand affords you. And this is not a business plan. Remember, you can find that in the Bombshell Businesswoman workbook, which is free. This is a brand guide. This is a brand guide course, the foundation of your identity. So you always have a consistent guiding force in your business. You can find that on the Work With Me. So AmberHurdle.com/workwithme. We'll link to it in the show notes. So again, go to AmberHurdle.com/podcast with an S, pick the Bombshell Business podcast, and then you'll obviously, this will be the final episode, so it'll be at the top, and then you can find the show notes. So it's $499 with payment options, but for you, our loyal listeners, our fellow bombshells, if you do one payment, then it'll only be $249. So 50% off, just type in Amber's Insiders. So AmberSiders. That will get you half off Amber Insiders. You have to pay for it all at once, but $249 is not a lot. Use your Christmas money, whatever. And that is your 50% off code. And that is my giant thank you for being there with me through this journey. Okay, so there's a little bit of the history, a little bit of what's next. And now I want to just reflect back. In the show notes, we have pictures of our amazing guests. I wish I could say something about everyone, but I just pulled out a few things that popped out at me at a gut instinct level and things that I really loved. And first was chatting with three gentlemen over the course of three episodes who helped me launch this, whether it was from a personal support or, you know, feedback on the branding or making it happen through my website and the technical side of things. They helped me get this whole thing going. So that was Paul Coliani, who is the host of the Overwhelmed Brain. Aaron Pearson, I think you could go back and listen to Branding Like a Boss. I don't think he does that anymore. And then Anthony Tran, who used to have Marketing Access Pass. And there were that podcast, I think, is still out there as well. And so I just think that's a little fun fact that the first three guests on the Bombshell Business Podcast were men. See, I told you I'm not a man hater. I've been blessed with very enlightened men in my experience. And those three really, you know, helped me make this happen. I also want to reflect on my last guest, Deborah Lee James. She is the 23rd, she is no longer, but will always be the 23rd Secretary of the Air Force. And she was just so full of value-add advice from depths of experience I will never know. But the pre-interview is where I really experienced her true self. She's an amazing woman and leader, and I was blessed to spend time with her, and I was blessed to see her work through just some of the technical difficulties that she was having, and we were having a hard time connecting. And, you know, she's kind of a big deal, so she didn't have to do that. And just the pre-conversation we had was beautiful, and I'm a super fan of hers, so that was awesome. Talking with Jackie Kinney and Renee Keller, they were both listeners who turned into VIP retreat clients. That was totally awesome because they both work so diligently to ensure their business brands match their expertise and their actual brand experience. So these were incredible women who really worked in high-end environments, but their branding did not reflect that at all. And so one came to Nashville, one I actually went to, but she and I worked together over a longer period of time as well. And man, they knocked it out of the park. I'm so proud of all the work all of my VIP clients did. These two just happened to put in a lot of elbow grease on their journeys and just really took it to the next level. So I just want to honor that and acknowledge them. Getting to know Allie Brown not only sparked a friendship, but many other friendships because of our connection. She is the real deal, y'all. I mean, I knew that before. I knew that. I wasn't like a super fan. I kind of just followed her from a distance. You know, fun fact, I really don't follow other online personalities because I don't ever want to be distracted from my message. But I checked in with her every once in a while and really getting to have a great, again, that pre-call. If you haven't podcasted, let me tell you where it's at. The pre-call and after the podcast interview where you're just chit-chatting is really super amazing. And if I could point anyone who listens and is gunning towards or is a 7+ figure business, if I could point you to her, I promise you won't regret it. I mean, she's just a super amazing, very savvy, no nonsense, but really has a giant heart. And I was lucky to be with her and others in Arizona not too long ago, which really set me up for some focus for next year. Another great collaboration was with Christy Wright. We loved being on each other's podcasts and showing the world that Competition doesn't have to be a thing if you're standing in your truth and sharing your unique gifts with your unique audience and really getting a good handful of her listeners in our listenership and getting to know them was really great and just shared values and an outlook on life. And I think, you know, I will always, always, always love that. I just actually got the Christmas card from the Ramsey team the other day, and that's always a happy spot in my Christmas card receiving experience. And then, oh my gosh, reality TV, Steve Harvey show, superstar, QVC powerhouse, Kim Gravel was hysterical and a total bright spot in our show history. She may have me beat on speaking her truth without filter, but y'all, I mean, this woman, geez Louise, she was Miss Georgia. I mean, she's been on TV. She's developed amazing businesses. I can't say enough good things about her. She's awesome. You can't miss that episode. And then, of course, experimenting with the BB experts was fun, and it was rewarding to be a part of a brilliant team, all of them bringing their best to the show and sharing their level of expertise helped us kind of have more of a well-rounded experience and some consistency for a while. And I will forever be grateful for that. And then, you know, just getting to know and becoming friends with or collaborating with so many of our guests was beyond. Some of them I have become clients of mine. I've become clients of theirs. Some of them we've just been friends. Some of them we've partnered up and done launches. And it's just been beautiful. I mean, this has just been an amazing experience. But the real reward was hearing from you all. And I try to be diligent in reading reviews and thanking you for your feedback. Not to mention thanking you for inspiring other bombshells to do the work and get the results like you did. The private messages on social media, the emails, and even the gifts and notes sent to my office were truly what kept this going. Even when I was tired or had so much going on that was totally unrelated to anything bombshell, I can't thank you enough for those blessings. And I recently heard, Within the past week, from a listener, Natalie Hayden, and she specifically invited me to share this. So I will. I got this message on Instagram, and I'm not sharing it to take any credit because, listen, we can all read books, we can listen to podcasts, we can buy courses, we can read blogs, we can watch YouTube videos, we can do all that 24/7. But if you don't do the work and stay the course, it will all be for naught. So I'm giving all credit. So just listen to what this bombshell accomplished through sheer diligence mixed with probably a healthy amount of faith. So she says, I just want you to know I've listened to your Bombshell Business podcast for about 18 months now. I sent you an email at the start of 2018 telling you I was inspired by you and how I wanted to sell my business. You replied to my email and offered encouragement. Good news, 12 months after that email to you, I successfully sold my business 5 weeks ago. I got a really good price and it was a great deal. I want to say thank you. Thank you to your podcast. I literally did it based just off your Bombshell podcast and all your advice. I took notes. I listened carefully. Some podcasts I listened to over and over again. I also worked on myself as a leader, read a lot of books, and got myself really aligned with what it took to sell a six-figure yoga and Pilates studio. What's next? Building a yoga retreat center in Belize. You haven't heard the last of me. Namaste, Mamacita, and may the good Lord bless you, your family, and your business beyond your wildest dreams. Natalie Hayden. Y'all, so I tear up like that every time y'all send me this stuff because it's so beautiful. And to feel like I even have any a tiny part in that is just so overwhelming. And that is the greatest part of what this podcast has brought to my life is to know that we are sharing our God-given gifts and we're impacting each other and that we're able to step into our greatness and fulfill our dreams because we're willing to do the work. And it just takes a little tiny spark because that's all that I am, is a tiny little spark. And you do all the work. So, you know, it's been an abundant year. I've won multiple business awards from the Nashville community. I'm incredibly proud of that because it's one thing to have a lot of hype online and it's another thing for your business community, especially Nashville right now. We're just such a hot city to say, yeah, you are killing it. Like that has been ginormous for me and my confidence this year. I received additional certifications this year. I increased revenue. I made some major shifts. And y'all, at this point, I'm so tired. Abby, y'all know, she's worked with me for a few years now. She was over yesterday with her dog. So Gibbs and Willie, of course, were were running amok as we were working on things for next year. And I'll be honest, I cried in front of her because I'm tired and there's just so much going on. Not that I'm like uncertain, but I'm just tired. We had a giant year and there's still so much to do. And so I'm just appreciative for Abby and all she does to keep everything going from a content perspective and PR marketing, and also to just be there for me. And so while I'm ridiculously joyous for Natalie and what she says I did for her, I just want to be clear that in that moment where I read that and I had that conversation back and forth with her, she sent me exactly what I needed to put a little more wind in my sail. So remember, as you're going out there, as you're sharing your gifts, as you're stepping into your inner bombshell, that bold, brave, unwaveringly confident woman in business, remember to lift every woman around you up as you continue to rise. So with that gratitude, I say goodbye to the Bombshell Business Podcast. If you want to stay in the loop, text the word Amber's New Podcast to 44222. And I promise it's coming. I promise. We're a little behind. I've just been slammed and I want to do it right. And if you want to leave a review so women can find and trust this podcast for years to come, just one final review, I encourage you to do that in iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or wherever it is that you listen. More than anything, I just want you to know I appreciate you so very much for being a part of my journey, for lifting me up, for lifting each other up, and for shining brightly in a world that needs your impact. I love you all. And now I'm signing off on this final episode.
Thanks for listening to the Bombshell Business Podcast. Visit amberhurdle.com for more resources like show notes, and check out thebombshellbusinesswoman.com to grab my book and download the free bonuses.